Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The CEO of Optus is urging customers to remain vigilant in the wake of a cyber attack that could have compromised the details of up to 9.8 million Aussies. Kelly Bayer-Rosmarin says the company will be in contact with those who've been impacted, but for now her advice is to stay alert for signs of fraud.
Just be vigilant. If they receive a notification that a password has been changed on one of their online services or their bank and they have not initiated that, to assume that they need to report that and get on top of it straight away.
Two teenagers to front court in Perth today, charged with a range of offences following two separate fires at a shop in Belmont earlier this week. Police allege the 19-year-olds were involved in both fires at the store along Belvedere Street in the early hours of Monday and Tuesday morning. Five men have been arrested after a major drug bust following a police operation spanning across New South Wales, Queensland and here in WA. More than 80 kilos of ice has been seized by officers, as well as firearms and $1.7 million in cash during the AFP-led investigation. Drivers are being told to take care this King's Birthday long weekend across WA, with double demerits now in force. Expected to be a busy few days in the regions. The RSC's Rhys Herron says we've already lost 113 lives on our roads.
There's nothing more important than arriving safely, so it's also important to remember that things like fatigue, speeding and distraction remain major issues on our roads. So we really do urge drivers to stick to the speed limit.
In sport, tens of thousands of people are lining the banks of the Yarra River in Melbourne for the AFL Grand Final Parade this morning. Chris Scott is there and he's all but assured Max Holmes he will line up for Geelong tomorrow against the Swans. The winger had been under an injury cloud with a hamstring problem, but the Cats coach here on Fox Footy is confident.
Yeah, it's actually looking good. So we were in the position where we were hoping we could make a decision this morning, and it's certainly not a no. So we'll just keep trying to tick the boxes, but it's looking promising.